3, does his story check out? Okay, but what does the eyewitness record say about White Cow Bull's story? Does White Cow Bull's story check out? In a word, yes. All the 13 major points of White Cow Bull's story are supported by other survivors' accounts. 1. White Cow Bull said Custer's men charged down Medicine Tail Coulee to the banks of the Little Bighorn. Witnessed by White Man Runs Him, Curly, Pretty Shield, Bob-Tailed Horse, White Shield, Sitting Bull, Horned Horse, He-Dog, Foolish Elk, Peter Thompson, John Martin, and an anonymous 6th Infantry Sergeant. 2. White Cow Bull said 3 Crow Scouts rode to the edge of the bluff above the river and fired down at them. Witnessed by Goes Ahead, Harry Moccasin. 3. White Cow Bull said Custer and his men were hotly pursuing a small band of Indians when they reached the river. Witnessed by Foolish Elk, George Bird Grinnell. 4. White Cow Bull said Custer and his men encountered Indian fire from the other side of the river when they reached the Little Bighorn. Witnessed by Curley, anonymous 6th Infantry Sergeant, White Shield. 5. White Cow Bull said Custer and his men paused on the far side of the river when they reached the Little Bighorn. Witnessed by Peter Thompson, White Shield. 6. White Cow Bull said after pausing, the Americans charged across the Little Bighorn River to attack the Indian village on the other side. Witnessed by Curley, Pretty Shield, Horned Horse, Elk Head, 7 anonymous hostiles. 7. White Cow Bull said the ford where Custer tried to cross the Little Bighorn was very thinly defended by the Sioux and Cheyenne. Witnessed by Bobtail Horse, White Shield, He-Dog, Wooden Leg, George Bird Grinnell. 8. White Cow Bull said he was one of the few warriors there when Custer charged into the river and the Indians opened fire. Witnessed by Bobtail Horse. 9. White Cow Bull said that when the Americans tried to charge across the river at Medicine Tail Coulee, Custer rode at the head of the attack formation with the flag bearer and a small man on a dark horse, probably half Sioux interpreter scout Mitch Boyer. Witnessed by Pretty Shield. 10. White Cow Bull said a couple of 7th Cavalry troopers were shot out of the saddle and fell in the Little Bighorn before Custer's men could get across the river. Witnessed by Curley, Horned Horse, Pretty Shield, Soldier Wolf, Elkhead, Thomas LaForge, plus Sage Hollow Horn Eagle and Brave Bird reported wounded American soldiers at the river after the battle, including Mitch Boyer, the half-Sioux interpreter scout whom Pretty Shield said rode at Custer's side. 11. White Cow Bull said Custer, the officer on the sorrel horse with 4 white stockings, was one of those shot while crossing the Little Bighorn River. Witnessed by Pretty Shield. 12. White Cow Bull said Custer fell in the water of the Little Bighorn. Witnessed by Pretty Shield. 13. White Cow Bull said Custer's charge at Medicine Tail Coulee was suddenly stopped and repulsed mid-river by the Cheyenne and Sioux defenders. Witnessed by George Glenn, Curley. Taken together, there is far more eyewitness corroboration and support for White Cow Bull's story than any of the other possible Custer kill stories in the eyewitness record of the battle. So White Cow Bull's story is not only the first and best of the possible Custer kill stories, it is also the best supported. In fact, the only point of difficulty with White Cow Bull's story involves a couple of small details. E.g., both Peter Thompson and Soldier said Custer had taken off his buckskin jacket and was riding in his shirt sleeves, while White Cow Bull said the officer he shot was wearing a buckskin jacket. But who knows? Thompson and Soldier's observations were made earlier, and maybe Custer put his jacket back on for the attack. Either way, Custer was the only 7th Cavalry officer on a sorrel horse with four white socks.